Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman, we only have special guests. And today we're going to Switzerland. We go to Caroline's house. And welcome, Caroline. Please introduce yourself. Who is Caroline who's going to join us today?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I am Caroline and I live in the heart of Europe. That's where Switzerland is. And I'm a heart flow healer. I call myself heart flow healer because I help people get back into that flow of love. Open those doors to the heart. Release all the pain and hurt and everything that holds you back from feeling truly and deeply loved just the way you are. So many of us, we're just feeling not good enough, not worthy, or we try to fit in or bend over backwards to please others, and we shy away from truly shining our light. And here I step in and help you shine your light from within.
We need more of you. So let's unpack that a little bit. I'm curious to find out, how did you get there? How did you find your calling in a way? Your offerings that you have for everybody?
Physics and math. I had a very analytical mind. And then I did analytical programming. I really programmed on computers, but that feels like many lifetimes ago. And then I was a mom. I loved being a mom to my three children. And then at the end of 2008, our marriage ended. And my husband left the house, and I was there maybe in March. I was sitting in my living room and I looked around and I said, oh, the sofas are not me, the books are not me, the pictures are not me, the rug is not me. And I sort of looked around and said, oh, this is not me. And I said, oh, who am I? And then I realized I completely lost myself over those 20 years with that man. And of course, then I learned so much about being a people pleaser, trying to make the marriage work, and also about the unhealthy relationship of a narcissist and the empath. And I had no ideas about empaths or introverts. I always felt I wasn't good enough, or even my then husband told me, you're just too sensitive. And I thought, so yeah, something is definitely wrong with me. I was always more of a heart person, but of course that was looked down on. You had to be a good brain person because you can't make decisions with the heart. Intuition, I mean, no. And the heart is foolish. These are the things I heard. And so I learned a lot about myself and reconnecting with myself. Who was I when I was 18 or 19 before I met that man? And what did I, kind of music did I love? What kind of pictures, paintings did I love? Who was I? Really reconnected with that person on a beautiful journey. And later on, I had another relationship with a man. I felt, okay, this is now it. Finally, the right man. Everything is nice. Everything good. But of course, it ended maybe 18 months later. And then again, I felt, oh, no one loves me. Everybody is leaving me. I am so unlovable. And I was really deep down. I said, so something is deeply wrong with me. And then I cried for 5 days. I just hid under the duvet. I got up in the morning, drove my kids to school, came back, went back to bed under the duvet and cried. And I could finally cry because I was always holding it together. And so I could let go. And after those 5 days, I realized, oh, I only ever felt loved when I was in a relationship. I needed that outside approval. And so I said, oh, okay, that can't be it. That can't be life. I should be lovable just being me. I learned on the journey to really learn to accept myself, accept my sensitive parts, accept my empath being or my introvert being, not being always around people, and learned how I could recharge in nature and being alone. I learned about meditation. I mean, I already started yoga after my marriage ended because that's something I always wanted, and all the things that brought me within more back to myself. And then I had a skating accident a couple of years later, and that was the big wake-up call. Because so far, I mean, my children were still young and I was, yeah, a single mom of 3 young children. I was busy enough. And with that skating accident, I had a really bad concussion and a whiplash, and I could really barely move. I felt so sick, and the pain tablets I got made me nauseous, and I had no idea what could help. And then I asked around on Facebook, friends, sort of, what alternative is there to pain medication with that? And then one friend said, oh, pranic healing. I said, never heard of pranic healing. Let's Google it. I found a pranic healing practitioner close by and I went there, and it was amazing just how much pressure was released from my head and my neck. I said, wow, this is amazing. This feels good. I love to do that. And she was then having a course, of course, a basic course and all the continuous course. So I finally did something for myself.
Fabulous. It's time for you.
It was definitely time, because of course I then had to organize my mom, and luckily the courses were on the weekend. I had to organize my mom to look after the children, but it was my time. It wasn't Caroline, the ex-wife, or Caroline, the girlfriend, or Caroline, the mom. It was just something for myself. And another lady said something about EFT, you know, emotional freedom tapping technique, the tapping. And so I went, did that too. And this really helped with some anger issues I had about my former boyfriend and how I felt used. And so it really released a lot. And of course, I studied all the EFT. Which is great. And I really love that. I soaked that up like a sponge, you know, after 10, 15 years of being a mom. It was so good to do something for myself. And so I finally started helping others, helping my children, helping myself, helping friends and family. So I was then looking, but pranic healing felt then so restricted, because you have the chakras and the different colors and you had to follow a protocol. So it was really the step one, step two, step three. And it was sort of like really restrictive. And I said, so, when I saw rose petals falling down and waterfalls and so much more, and I thought sort of, there must be more. And my intuition told me so much more, because I was so in tune with my intuition. And then I was already doing some angel courses, but then I dove into that angelic healing. And with the angels, I thought, oh, this is what I'm doing, because it was really going again through the chakras, through the body, sensing where something is stuck, you know, maybe the shoulders were stiff or anything. And that was really great. So I then, of course, rebranded and offered angelic healing, angel readings. You know, so many people have questions.
You talk about your career was math and data, and then you felt like that, whatever that process, it feels to me you're going back to what you didn't like, and the angelic healing is coming your way. And I know the universe is telling us, hey, there is more. Come on in, right?
It is. And you feel it yourself. It was good to have that structure. It gave you a little bit of security, but it wasn't my kind of healing. Of course, I still use that,
yeah.
But it was...
What comes to my mind is also that you were so put in a box, like with that math and data and everything, you had to break out. And then sometimes when we break out of a box, we still go back to what we know. So maybe that process was good for you in order to take another step. And then you take a next step and then you find something else.
It is. And it was good training. It was good learning. And, you know, all the chakras, all the colors, all how you clear, how you recharge, how you align. That is still with me. That was, it's never a loss. It's just a perfect path. One, yeah, like you said, one thing leads to the other. And as long as we are open and allowing ourselves to learn more or to improve or see a wider picture. And that's all about life, isn't it? Sometimes we go through life on a very narrow path and we don't look left or right, or we just look forward and we miss the flowers along the path. And if we look a little left, if we take a stop and just take a breath and observe the scenery and see how beautiful life is, and wow, this is gorgeous, and what can I learn here? Or it's like, yeah, talking to people, getting to know them, how are they doing, what are their problems? And there's never a one fits all solution, but it's that openness to all. And yeah, and also about trusting your own inner guidance and trusting that when I felt constricted and I knew there was more, allowing that in and doing that, trusting what's coming is perfect. And yeah, it's good to learn, have a structure, learn sort of like the basic. And the more you learn these things, the more you can trust your own inner voice, and then the more you can use it, and the more you can use it, and that's really wonderful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I also think you find things that you like, and as we said, one step and you get more, and then you can actually personalize it. And maybe one person needs a little more of this, another person needs a little bit of something else. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. Don't miss out. There's something for everybody. And Take It from the Iron Woman is also a book. You can order it on Amazon. Get a copy. You can find some inspirational moments of my career coming from Switzerland to the US and traveling the world. Don't miss out. Thank you so much.